Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Today, I feel led to talk about what happens if you let go. What happens if you let go of the pressure that you're putting on yourself? What happens if you let go of this idea that you have to have a boyfriend at this age, you have to be married by this age, you have to have kids by this age, you have to have things figured out? And you know what? This is very much for you as it is for me. I am not exempt from this conversation at all. And in a way, I feel like I am making this for myself. I think there's so much power in letting go in general for a plethora of reasons. But first, guys, I have, you know, just been kind of pondering on an idea lately, and I am trying to figure out still like how I want to introduce, you know, new content into my life. And of course, like, I talk about relationships and things like that because that's so important for sure. And I think for me right now, as it pertains to relationships with someone else, that's not necessarily at the front of my mind. So I'm just like, you know, trying to figure out how I want to gear that stuff. And I'm in a space where I'm like, okay, should I just like put out like literally like what I want? Because that's literally what I do here. And it is incredible. Or do I kind of just do what works, like what I know works? So that's kind of where I am in regards to that. But back to what I was talking about in regards to what would happen if you just let go. You know, being someone that is a planner and yet I do have like anxiety over, you know, just being a perfectionist. And when you are a perfectionist, you procrastinate because there's almost never a good time or the right time to do anything. And I love this analogy that Shallon Lester had said. And she has so many great pointers on her channel and stuff. And I think what's also amazing about the YouTube space is, for instance, how I met Haley was when I would ask like, oh, who should I collab with and stuff. And she was like the number one person at the time. And it's crazy to think that that was literally almost 3 years ago. I mean, time flies. And you guys were the ones that put me on to Shallon, and she has so many great pointers and things like that. And she said something that really resonated with me. And she said that when you order something, you don't constantly check in with the waiter to make sure your meal is coming. You just have this blind faith that it's coming. And also, I was speaking to one of my friends today, and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, like, you know, I know you have so many things on your mind that you want to accomplish and things like that. And I said, yeah, that's true. And I remember you telling me that when you pray, you need to believe in what it is that you're praying for, whether you are of Christian faith, whatever it is that you believe in, higher power, whatever. You need, it's the same principle where it's like, even in the law of attraction, where it's like, you can't obsess over the thoughts. There's a difference between working towards it. It's kind of like, to put it in, I guess, the Christian faith term, it's like faith without works is dead, right? So you can't say, oh God, I really want you to help me get through graduation, and you literally are skipping class and you are not doing any of the work. You're not showing up on test days and things like that. Obviously, you're not doing things that are within the best interest of you graduating. Things will be hard, though. There will be trials and tribulations. However, you can't just sit back and expect it to happen, nor will obsessing every 5 seconds like, oh my God, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? Is it going to happen? I can't think of a time where I have obsessed over something and it has worked out. And this is so relevant because my mom sent me something from Pastor Joel Osteen, and he was saying like that you have to have like peace. He had like a series. Oh man, I wish I can find it. And it was about being present and having peace at the same time. And I was thinking about this and I was like, wow, like that is so powerful. It's called Peaceful on Purpose. And he's like, you have to choose to be peaceful on purpose. You have to have the intention of being peaceful on purpose. And this is so relevant to me because in my own room, I have a sign that says like, it's like two dots and a happy face. And on the other side, it looks like a sad face, and it says your choice. And I always have believed that happiness is a choice. And I know some people are like, no, that's not true. And it's like, no, but it kind of is. If you, yes, situations are going to happen, obviously, that there's probably nothing, you know, in the moment that you can fathom that could be, you know, happy about it to make yourself happy. But when it comes to these little, you know, I don't mean to minimize either, but when it comes to situations such as, when am I going to get a boyfriend? When am I going to kiss a boy? When am I going to lose my virginity? What is everyone going to think about me? What if I change my college major? What if I, you know, I want to move to a new city. I don't want to do what my parents want me to do. Like all of these things, of course, in the moment, they feel so huge. But I think that there's, in growing pains, there is absolutely a time where you're going to have to just surrender to the process and understand that worrying never gets you anywhere. It never gives you the outcome. When have you ever worried about something so much that it has made you feel good? I can't think of one time. And of course, we as human beings, we want to control things. But that's the thing. Life is out of our control. And the more that you try and control circumstances that are already out of your you know, control, the more you start to lose grip and you start to lose yourself. And there's so much power also in being present. Trust me, it is a skill that I'm currently trying to master, or that I aspire to master daily. Just being present, doing something, hoping for the best, and letting it go and saying, you know what? It's going to work. Because sometimes we get so wrapped up in the process that we don't realize, and really it is cliche, where it's like the things that I genuinely wanted before, I have. And it's insane. You don't even think about it because your mind is so focused on, okay, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And it's crazy. And whenever there's like a, you know, a sudden change in your life or anything like that, it can have a, you know, an impact on you where you either feel like, okay, I'm so confused. Let me pause for a minute. I was not expecting to get fired. Whoa, I was not expecting to get promoted. Whoa, this comes with way more responsibility. I don't know what I want to do. I know I've always wanted to make more money, but I don't know what to do with this amount of responsibility. And then you didn't realize that in the moment, it's like, whoa, you elevated. right? But you're stressed in the current circumstance of, oh my gosh, this is a lot of responsibility. And guess what, angels? Yeah, it's true. More money, more problems, more, like the more you know, and the more money you make, it really the more responsibility you have. I mean, this is why it's like, it really just confuses me when people think that even celebrities and things like that have very easy lives. I think it's so easy to say that when you're not a celebrity. It's so easy to like point the finger at Kim Kardashian and be like, oh my God, she's never worked for anything in her life. Like her. And what you guys have to realize is Kim didn't have to do the things that she even did or accomplished right now. Who cares about how she even got famous? And that's another thing. Like people, they want to hold you where you are. And that's because they don't believe people can change. And people that don't believe people can change, even for the better, are usually people that don't think they can change either. I guarantee you they're usually people that don't forgive. They hoard onto thoughts. They can't get over things that they've done themselves in the past. It just goes hand in hand. There's no way that you can have a progressive mindset and literally have that mindset at the same time that, oh, people don't change. You know how people are. Like, no, people actually do change, whether that's for the better, whether that's for the worse. You could be in high school and whatever. You know how they have those elective things where they're just like, this person is most likely to be the president, or, you know, yeah, like people do change, and that may or may not be the best example, but the kid that was going to be the president, he was nominated as he was super smart in school. And then further along the line, 10 years later, you hear that, you know, on Facebook or something, that he's on drugs and he's just completely different. People change. That's an example of someone changing. You know, things happen to people, life events, epiphanies, genuine change, like wanting to change on their own. It's very possible. But I think it's so important to talk about not only, like Joel Osteen said, having peace and, you know, on purpose. But I think it's also important to learn to surrender to the process. And there's a fine line, because you almost have to find the balance between, okay, when should I like push a little just to keep going? And when should I like keep, you know, just let it be? Well, here's an example. For instance, let's say, because for some reason, whenever we have a lot of chaos in our life, we can't be the best person, the best version of ourselves. Come on. Like, an adult understands that mindset. So just remember that, especially for my young angels, when you try to hold things over people's head, that people can change and they are allowed to change their mind. And no one should hold anyone to any sort of ideology in their head and get upset because their minds change. People change, and that's it. And people should allow people to have that growth, because whatever's meant to be is going to be anyways. But back to what I was saying about the example. So when you are in a situation where you're not in the best place in your life, of course, you're not going to make the best decisions. So you find yourself talking to a guy. And why is it that we always eliminate the thing that we are not supposed to eliminate usually first, last? I hope that made sense. It's kind of like, okay, you're in a relationship with this guy. It's not good. He's always cheating on you, all these things. And your friends know about it. And instead of obviously, you know, letting this relationship go and stuff, because, you know, it's not an easy thing, you instead choose to stop talking to all your friends instead. Or you're having this blind faith for some reason that this can work. This can change. This can shift. I can make this work. Instead of looking at the facts are what the facts are. This guy is controlling. This guy is bossy. This guy doesn't respect your opinions. This guy cheats on you. He doesn't have respect for you, period. That's it. And then you have your friends that, yeah, they may tell you these things. And then you find yourself upset because now you have no one to talk to, because at every turn, you swear you're done. You're embarrassed to talk to your friends about it because the answer is so obvious that all you want at this point is just to be heard. but you're not in the best place in your life, which is why you're trying to force something that's not supposed to work, something that's supposed to just be done, and you're still sticking around for it. And I think what helps is when you start to say things out loud. Hey, you know what? I know this isn't the right situation for me. However, I'm just not ready to let it go. Okay? I don't know what it is. Like, I do love this guy. I know he's not faithful to me. I know how he is, but I'm not ready yet to let it go. Once you start admitting that to yourself, it's going to be uncomfortable because you're going to be like, when I say that out loud, am I really choosing out loud to be kind of silly? Yeah, you are. And then you start to, you know, because they say women check out emotionally first. So you start to wheel it back and be like, okay, I don't like the way it sounds to myself when I tell myself, okay, I'm willing to put up with a couple of more months of potentially seeing if his behavior that I saw from the beginning is going to magically shift into another person. And if it does, for a short time span, how long is this going to last? Because at this point, you've probably seen more evidence that it's not going to last. And he's had good behavior for a week, a month, but you've had 6 months, a year of the same old, same old. So you have to think about those things and consider those things. That is not a situation that I personally think that we should be fighting for. But of course, we all have to go through that. I don't think anyone should go through it more than once. If you're a person that likes to learn from your mistakes and not have to dig your own grave, everyone learns differently. And I'm not shaming that in any way, because some people, the only way they can learn is when they dig their own grave. I'm not one of those people, okay? Like, it's just one and done for me, baby. Like, you know, and even if we think we can reframe it, it's like, okay, you got to cut the cord, okay? Because after a while, you're losing so much of your life dedicated to toxic dynamics, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's so interesting that we as human beings, we like suffer so much, but we won't put that same energy into ourselves, but we're willing to suffer through things in service of someone else or in service of, you know, love. And when we are able to be objective and step back, it's like, do I really think that this one guy in the entire universe is the end all be all for me? He doesn't even treat me well at best. I always have to police him emotionally. I don't feel like doing this, but it's just, again, people go towards what's familiar versus what makes them happy. And if we were to just surrender to the process, and usually we only do this when things get bad, rock bottom, okay? Where we're just like, all right, well, there's literally nothing else to do. And then some people, they just keep fighting all the way to the end. And it's like at some point, you just have to let it go, okay? Especially in that regard. Let it go. Because guess what? It's going to end someday, somehow. There's no way that, you know, God, I believe, is going to be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, this is it. I want you to have to endure all of this abuse, infidelity, all of these things forever, indefinitely. I want this to happen to you. No, we deserve to be happy and not equate love with having to fight for affection in that way. Fight for the respect. No, it should be given. Because if you knew back, you know, when you met this person, okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to meet this guy. You're going to have an amazing time. In 3 months, he's going to start being controlling. He's going to be liking girls' photos on Instagram. When you confront him about it, he's going to say, so what? It's not like I can actually get them. Then, you know, he's going to break up with you for no reason. Then he's going to get drunk and, you know, and call you in a drunken stupor and, you know, yell at you for no reason. Then he's going, like, you would be like, wait, why would I deal with that? Exactly. That's the thing. But in the moment when we love someone, and this is why I truly believe it is a chemical imbalance. When we love someone, it's like, no, but I have to like be there for that person because those feelings are there. But it's crazy because it's like, outside of that love, you wouldn't ever go near that person. And that's the thing. And that's why love is sometimes dangerous, because even though you have to be capable of loving someone, but still knowing what is best for you. If someone is constantly treating you like garbage, it doesn't matter. They are not allowed to, you know, use their relation to you in any capacity over your head, nor should you even think, oh, well, this is my boyfriend. This is my cousin. This is my aunt. Oh, this is my dad, my mom, my sister. No, because guess what happens? The collateral damage falls on you, where you become so wounded, you don't see it because you're used to functioning within the chaos of whoever's causing this, you know, heartache, and you're not checking out. So you're spending, you're literally daily, you're betraying yourself daily, you know? And again, I know it's not easy, especially if it's like a parent situation. It's like, okay, well, so what am I supposed to do? Get up and leave? Obviously, that's not an option for people. But as it pertains to a relationship, it's way more likely. I don't think enough of us understand the power of choice. It's a choice. Okay. I would rather hurt and cry over ending something because I'm just like, no, mm-mm. Nope, not going to do it, than stick around, get more invested, have more feelings, and then have to sit here and be like, dang, like I knew I should have left way sooner and I didn't. And I thought it, because I identified the issue, that it could be different. No, absolutely not. And as it pertains to, let's say, your career, okay, you're afraid of what people are going to think about you if you switch your major in college. Your parents want you to be a doctor. You want to be a PR person. You have one life to live. And I promise you, if you don't start using the time you have in your youth, you're going to regret it. Okay. Every single thing that you're going through is for a reason. And I want you guys to, like Pastor Joel Osteen said, have that peace on purpose, to understand that everything you're going through is working in your favor. Think about it like that. Reframe your thoughts. Everything that I'm going through, even if it's this guy literally leaving me, it's working in my favor. Why wouldn't it? If you think about it, it's a beautiful thing. It's like, yeah, that kind of hurt, but I'd rather have that hurt, and we don't see it at the time, than not meet the person that you're going to meet. Imagine how many people probably have missed the boat in terms of who they're supposed to be with because they thought that the person that they're currently with was it for them. Haven't we all felt like that, though, at every point, where it's like, of course, not many of us usually just date just to, oh, yeah, I'm just dating this guy because, like, I have nothing else to do. And I hope it genuinely goes nowhere. Yeah. Like, I hope that's the plan. I don't think many of us have that mindset usually. Okay. And it's always when we least expect it that we get the most feelings for people. It's all unexpected. It's not something that's planned. So it translates to us as, okay, well, I wasn't looking for this. So it has to mean that this is meant to be. And I think the hardest pill to swallow is that not necessarily. It's always a lesson or a blessing. However, we have to understand that people are in our lives for sometimes a short duration, and we're not always going to understand it. It has happened to me before. You know, it happens. And it's difficult. It's hard. But the older that you become more comfortable with that. There is growth in being uncomfortable. And the more aligned that you become with yourself, you start to realize, okay, certain things are going to take sacrifice. The woman that I want to be is going to require sacrifice if I want to meet her. What would, and I'm going to use myself for example, what would Aisha do if she was the woman that she aspires to be? What would she do in her day? Who would she date?
like all of these things, it's going to take sacrifice. And a lot of us, yeah, we're conditioned as human beings to avoid pain and we're pleasure seekers. That is so normal. So yes, we're going to stick around with the guy that we feel like knows our body. He knows us the most, even though he treats us like garbage. We're embarrassed because I posted him on Instagram. And even when we were fighting, I pretended like we weren't on Valentine's Day just so that I wouldn't feel left out, because all my friends kind of look to us as the power couple and it's not what it seems. Or I don't want to be the only one in my group that didn't have something to post. I'm embarrassed. If I take down our photos, people are going to start asking questions. This is why you keep your relationships off of social media, okay? Between you and I, you keep it off of social media. Because listen, you'll never usually regret not posting someone, but you will regret more than likely posting someone. I'm just saying, I didn't make the rules, but I mean, do whatever floats your boat. It doesn't matter. But that's just the way I think. When you have something that's worth protecting, now you don't have to hurt, you know, twice. You know, I was talking to, you know, my sister-in-law, and she was telling me, she's like, you know, the thing is, when I'm dating, I am very like, you know, protective about it. And, you know, I keep it quiet because I'm not going to just allow someone to step into my life for a short duration and meet my, you know, my kid. And one, of course, that's a very sound decision to make, because you don't want, you know, to expose your child to, you know, people that may not have the best intentions or things may not have worked out. And she was like, there's a difference between breaking my heart and I can deal with that. But what we're not going to do is break two people's hearts. And I was like, that's amazing. That's so true. So it's like, you have to think about that. Okay. When you're inviting someone into your life, also, if you have a child, it's like, you can't just have introduced this guy. People have to prove themselves. People are always showing their best version of themselves. And that doesn't always mean they're being deceiving. It's just a natural thing. People let their guard down completely when they feel comfortable, whether that's your boyfriend, you know, farting or something like that in front of you. That's him being comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, the rules are different for everyone. So I'm not even necessarily trying to use that as the, you know, the token of, oh yeah, he loves me. He's comfortable around me now. But that's just an example. And I often ponder on this thought myself, and I feel like I have been doing a good job at being present and being peaceful on purpose and having strong boundaries. If I don't want to do something, I'm simply not going to do it. Okay. And for my young angels, I don't mean, okay, I'm not going to class because I literally don't feel like it and I don't want to study for this exam. Okay. No, you have to. But in life situations where it's like, okay, your friends want you to go out, you know, for the rest of the week, everything's opening back up. Oh my God, we have to get out there. Let's go for drinks. Da, 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 da. And maybe you're in a different mindset where you're like, listen, I came out of this pandemic and I was like, I have a new routine now that I've set for myself. Or, yeah, it's beautiful outside, but I don't know. I kind of just want to stay in, or I just want to have a girls' night. And your friends are like, no, like, let's go out to the bar. Like, I just want to, like, come on. Like, don't you want to meet guys? Ew, you're so lame. Like, why are you, ew, I thought you were so much cooler than this. What happened to you in quarantine? And it's like, I'm sorry, Sarah. I'm sorry that this has really bothered you, that I want to have time to myself, or I just want to have a girls' night. I'm sorry that that's so upsetting to you. But I have boundaries and I'm not going to do it. Because you know why? This is what happens. If you become a yes person and you're there anyway, you may have a good time. Or you may think, you know what? I could have been doing something else. Even if you didn't have anything to do that day and you just didn't feel like it, are you not allowed to? I'm scared. Like, are you not allowed to do whatever it is that you want to do? When we constantly disrespect how we feel to ourselves, this is what's setting us up for allowing people to disrespect us in relationships in general. That's what that does. Betraying your intuition, not having boundaries. You come home and you're just like, I mean, I didn't really have much to do, but I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I did expend my energy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a very, it's conflicting. You can go out, not even want to at first, end up going out, having a good time. But then when you come home, all of a sudden, you're just like mad that you went out. Has that ever happened to someone before? Like, it comes in distractions. And I realize that my mind makes up itself way ahead sometimes of my heart. And it gets you, it's conflicting. It gets you into trouble sometimes. And I started just listening to the first thought that I have, because I trust myself that much that I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm on the money here. How I'm feeling about that person, what my intuition is telling me, I go with it, period. I don't falter on it, because it has yet to be wrong. It really hasn't. And we have an intuition as women for a reason. And there are so many downsides to ignoring your intuition. You end up becoming the girl that's posting a million subliminals on Instagram story or something like that. It's exhausting, like genuinely. And this is not to say like, oh, I'm better than you because I don't post subs and you do. You obviously haven't grown, so like we can't be friends. It's not necessarily, you don't have to have that mentality, okay? Because I think true growth is having compassion as well. And that's something that I genuinely do believe that I possess. And I understand that just because I'm in a different place and maybe my friends may not be, it doesn't mean I'm better. It doesn't mean, oh, looks like we can't be friends anymore because I'm here and you're there. No, guys, that's not how real life works, okay? And sometimes friendships, they need space. And then when you come together, you know, then you're back to where everything needs to be, you know? And that's how it is. And again, I'm very fortunate that that's not the case for me. But it's a very normal thing. It's the same principle as growing up and you know, having issues with your parents and living at home. And when you finally move out, you get along better because it's like it needed that distance to coexist harmoniously. And some dynamics really are like that. And sometimes people go through different phases in their life. Let them go through it. Let them go through it. Let them grow through it. It's okay. We are all growing at different rates. And that's fine. Let people have their own process of thinking. Even if we know, girl, you should not be with this guy. He's horrible for you. We can't want what's best for people more than they are willing to put in the work for themselves. That's not how life works. Okay. Life is everyone's best teacher. And you can talk your, you know, someone's ear off, and all you're going to do is just send them the other way usually. It's okay to drop your piece, say it in love, and let it go. Let people make decisions for themselves. If you're in a circumstance where you want to change your major, be strong, stand up and say, that sounded really aggressive. Be strong, stand up. What I mean is, yeah, you can be strong and stand up to your parents in a nice way and have a conversation with them. Hey, mom and dad, I really want to have a conversation with you guys. I know that you guys really want me to go to med school, and it's not what's on my heart. And it's difficult. It has been very difficult for me to come to this conclusion because I want you guys to be proud of me. I want you guys to be happy. But like, I feel this pull on my soul that's drawing me somewhere else. And let me tell you something. When you feel a passion for something, people are going to doubt you. They are. You know, I remember, am I going to cry? I remember when I wanted to start my channel, and I remember one of my friends, and she still is one of my friends. It doesn't bother me. And she said, you know, I think it's time you get a big girl job now. Like, I understand you want to do YouTube, but I just think you should do, you know, you can work a regular 9-to-5 and you can do that somewhere else. And it's like, I couldn't get myself to do it again. I couldn't get myself to clock in and out of work again. And I was going to church at the time 3 times a week. I was in school 4 times a week. And it's just like, I had no time to myself. Even with that schedule, you know, alone of working and going to school and going to church, I had zero time to film. The only free day that I had was Saturday. And I was tired on Saturday because Sunday I had 2 services for church and I couldn't do it. And so when I had that break where I was like, okay, I stopped working at the job that I had and it felt a lot more freeing. But even still then, I was in school. I was trying to graduate. It was consuming a lot of my time. And also, yeah, and I was going to church like a lot, you know, and it was just very difficult to find the happy medium. And it's crazy when I look back at it, how life really does change. And that if you really believe that you can do something, you can do it. If you like, and I know I sound like everybody else, and I haven't even achieved all of the things that I want to achieve yet. But I know that the passion that's within me, the best is yet to come. I know. I just do. I can't even explain it or articulate it well enough. But it's like when you just know something is for you, or even when you know your time is up with something, you just know, and there's no explanation for it. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like my therapist told me, she's like, listen, when you're telling the truth, there's nothing else to say. Usually when people, they're lying, what they do is they over-explain. So let's say, you know, you said to your boyfriend, well, why were you at the strip club at midnight? And he said, no, he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was where? You were at the strip club at midnight. No, I was not. And you know for a fact he was, because let's just say, you know, your friend happened to be there and she took a picture of him and she saw him. So you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he was there. And you're like, listen, I don't believe anything that you have to say. And he says in response, well, I don't really care because I know where I was anyway. And I don't feel the need to continue explaining this to you. Like, I told you what I did. I went to the bar with Jimmy and we honestly stayed there all night. Like, we were just talking to, you know, the girl behind the bar because that was his old friend from high school. Like, what do you want me to do? Just leave? Like, I haven't seen my friends in forever. Like, what are you saying? I can't hang out with my friends. Like, all these things. And just, you know what I mean? Like, constantly explaining. But if he was telling the truth, and let's say there was no picture and you were just falsely accusing him, he would say, no, I wasn't. And if you said, well, I don't believe anything that you have to say, then he would say, okay. He would either say, that's it, because usually, and again, I said usually, okay, because some people will still very much lie to your face, okay, and be like, okay, believe whatever you want to believe then, because that's also another scapegoat. But think about that. Believe whatever you want to believe then. Usually, if people are telling the truth, they're not going to be snarky about it. They're going to say, that's the truth. Like, there's literally, like, how many times can you explain the actual truth? Think about it. The truth is one story. Usually. Yeah, it's one story. So how many times are you going to keep repeating, no, I was not at the strip club. No, I was not at the strip club. I was at the bar. I literally can show you my receipt. I was there at, you know, I was there till 10, you know, 30. We live 20 minutes away. I got home at, you know, at 10, you know, 50 something. Like, do the math. Like, that's where I was. Like, literally, I'm showing you. Like, you know, so the truth, usually people don't go out of their way to over explain and get into details about. That's what it is at the end of the day. But again, you know, like I said, you have to be able to understand the balance of knowing when to surrender to the process, when to just let life be life. Listen, this is what I want. I'm putting it out there. It's going to happen. okay? No matter where you are in life, whatever you want, it's going to happen for you. Keep working towards it, okay? And be present as best as you can, because before you know it, you're going to have some of the things that you want. And then you're going to be so focused on the next thing that you're not going to be able to realize how far you've come, and that the things that you desired and prayed for, you now have. And you're not able to be present in it because you're shooting for the next goal. And it's nice to be ambitious. It is. But learn when to be present. You can want something so bad and go all sorts of crazy trying to manipulate how it's going to happen. And that's not the way to go, angels. You want things to happen organically for you, okay? How would you feel if a guy came up to you, you ended up in a relationship with him, and he was like, you know what? I stalked your Instagram before I started to get to know you. I strategically figured out when I was going to message you because I pretty much know your work schedule. And I just made sure that we were going to have a connection. I kind of asked around also about you before I met you too, and things like that. And yeah, I know usually girls do things like that. Like, we'll Google a guy. I mean, just to make sure we're safe, obviously. But as it pertains to being so meticulous about being in a relationship with someone, is that really something that you would be happy to hear? Where it's like, whoa, this person was so methodic or methodical. Oh God, I'm losing it. In how they approached me, it loses its significance, because it's like, that's weird. You manufactured your way into my life. That's way different from intention. Way different. Okay. So I think it's just important to become comfortable in just letting things happen. What would happen if you just let go and you're like, listen, okay. Yep. And this doesn't mean stop your plans. I always feel the need to over-explain too. This doesn't mean to stop your plans. This just means you have your goals. You know what you're going to do, okay? But you trust so much that it's going to happen for you, that you're not going to manipulate the process to try and get it there. That's what that means. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast, angels. I will see you guys. I'll speak to you guys next week. And do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you, angels, next week. Mwah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.